Hello Wanderers, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to go over a few things with you guys. We have an ever-expanding Discord server, built with some pretty awesome people. We'll leave an updated link in the show notes. Also, our Patreon has been updated with new perks. Patrons now have access to not only shoutouts and early episodes, but now exclusive content like monthly original tales and HD posters. We also currently have a Patreon goal, where when reached, Scott will do an entity tier list episode. So, if that interests you, consider checking it out. To send us off, we have a merch store along with a YouTube channel, both will be linked in the show notes. That's all the announcements we have. Thank you all for listening, and let's get back to the episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going what many mistakenly consider the way out of the backrooms. So, I hope you didn't forget your overdue books, because today, will be no clipping into the end. Basic descriptions. The end is an enigmatic level within the backrooms, so it sits outside the main continuity of levels, though still interconnected with it. It has a survival difficulty class of undetermined. Being that it has mysterious properties, unknown information on said properties, and is considered to have undocumented entities within. The end is considered to be a trap level, meaning that the purpose of the level is to draw wanderers into it, normally by an entity or unseen force to hunt wanderers, though this may not always be the case as we'll later see. Being one of the more well-known levels within the backrooms, there's much for us to get into, so with the basic description out of the way, let's get into the appearances of the level. Appearances. The end takes the appearance of a modern library that goes on for an almost impossibly long distance. Normally those who enter the end will appear within the middle of the level. This area is referred to as the main area with the words, "The end is near" written decoratively on the walls. This is most likely where the level gets its name. We'll talk more about the main area in a bit. Leaving from this area onward, bookless shelves mazing throughout the level is all to be expected. Luckily, light is in abundance here, and with no records of light shutting off randomly, you won't have to worry about not seeing where you're going. Something that throws most wanderers off is the complete silence that blankets the level. Some of you are probably thinking, what is so bad about silence within a maze of bookshelves? Wouldn't that be helpful for hearing potential dangers? Well, yes, to an extent. The silence can help you hear your surroundings much easier, but the level of silence experienced within the end has been documented as being as low as negative 6.2 decibels. For those who don't know, this is extremely quiet. This can cause a multitude of negative effects on wanderers. From overstimulation of even the tiniest sound to the possibility of both audio and visual hallucination, these can be common issues while traveling throughout the end without proper sound altering gear to mitigate the effects. While we're on the topic of sound within the end, while within the main area, it's noted that this sound phenomenon is much lower in its effects, mostly due to the terminals that can be found here. And while we're talking about these terminals, it should be stated that you should never use them for any reason. The reason is that they are used as bait for some entities within the level, almost like a ping on a wanderer's location. While we're also the topic, for some unknown reason, all electrical devices such as phones and radios become inoperable once entering the level. Due to this effect, finding out the exact reason why this happens has proven to be extremely difficult. We speculate that this is a ploy by entities to force wanderers to use the terminals, thus causing them to be pinged by said entities. Quite an impressive hunting tactic, if we're correct. As you get further into the level, you'll begin to see the level change in its appearance. This is the false reality section of the level and can be quite confusing for those wanderers who find themselves here. Described as being sub-level-like in nature, This section of the end seemingly changes in its appearance to become more familiar to the wanderer in question. This quality makes many who come here believe that they've made their way out of the back rooms. Though, it's all a rouse. From what we can tell from the data on this section of the end, it doesn't seem that being within the area causes any harmful effects on the wanderer, other than maybe some psychological damage to those hoping to exit the back rooms through here. Though it's pure speculation if these false realities provide a source of food and water for the wanderer in question. Since it's stated that things conjured can be interacted with and the existence of the junkies, it would seem so. It's also been stated that those who are able to get to the edge of these false realities areas of effect will find themselves within the false reality of another wanderer. With the conjoining area of the two being a weird mix of both realities. Kinda like a strange no man's land of interlocking reality points. Say that 10 times fast. It's unknown just how large these pocket realities can be, so it's best to say that this area of the end is almost if not infinite in size. Making the end one of the largest levels within the backrooms that we've covered so far. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to exploring the end for scavenging, things may not seem as simple as other levels. Starting with the main area of the level that contains the infinite maze of library shelves, it's not stated whether there are useful books stocked on them. We believe it not too, mainly because photos of the level rarely if ever feature the shelves having any books on them. Other than that, the terminals are in working order, but it's likely that messing with their engineering in any way will cause entities to become aware of your presence within the area. So for the main area, scavenging isn't worth it. Now to the trickier area of the level, the false realities. It's unknown whether you're able to take objects conjured here out of the level, though due to the fact the junkies are willing to trade for memory juice, this could confirm to many that it might be the case. If this is the case, the possibilities of items that can be scavenged become infinite. Though this may sound like a win for those scavengers throughout the back rooms, it's far from it. It seems that the false reality is randomized for the wanderer in question, and it's not entirely known how the end randomizes this effect. Meaning that the area isn't under the effect of, imagine said item and said item appears, and more of, random item appears without any rhyme or reason. This could still lead to extremely rare and useful items being found here, but it won't be as easy as some may believe. So overall, the end is a great example of high risk, slightly high reward in our opinion. Entities. The only entities stated to be seen within the end are partygoers. As stated earlier, use of the computer terminals as traps to hunt wanderers, so when within the end, it's best not to use any computers. So keep this in mind if you find yourself here. Settlements and outpost. As far as we're aware, the only community-like structure within the end are the junkies. This group is made up of 6 wanderers who created a settlement within the false reality section of the level. This group spends most of their time intoxicated off memory juice to numb themselves to the concept of the backrooms, and trick themselves into believing that the false reality therein is actually their original reality. Just another understandable tragedy within the backrooms. They're normally not up to trading with others, unless it's the trade of more memory juice to keep up their illusion of escape. It's stated that the BNTG have tried multiple times to provide help to the group, though their efforts have always failed. Hopefully one day they'll get the help they need, but until then, they'll continue to call the end their home. Before we end this section, due to the existence of the junkies within the end, we believe that settlements can be created and thrive within the level. So hopefully others will be able to turn the false reality section of the end into a safe haven within the backrooms. Ins and outs. When it comes to getting into the end, there are 2 main methods to enter. The first way is by entering exit doors throughout the backrooms. This method is random, so the chance of being brought here is rather slim. The other way of entering the level is by attempting to intentionally no-clip to it. Much rarer than the first method, trying this can also lead to the wanderer in question either clipping into a random level, or in the worst-case scenario, no-clipping into the void without any way out. So keep this in mind when attempting the second option. When it comes to leaving the end, there aren't many documented ways to exit the level. The most agreed-upon method of exiting the end is by entering the false reality section of the level and randomly coming upon some sort of exit method. Though this is not always possible due to the slim chance of coming upon an exit and the unpredictability of what the false reality will consist of. There are believed to be other undocumented methods of leaving the level, but due to a multitude of factors, they have either not been discovered yet, or the wanderer who discovered it has not submitted the method for unknown reasons. Either way, it's just as hard to get into the end as it is to get out of it. This is tragic for those who travel long and far to this level to leave the backrooms, just to be faced with the lack of one and having to make their way back out. Once again, just another understandable tragedy within the backrooms. Closing words. So, that was the end of the backrooms, or so it says. What did you guys think about the level? How do you think your personal false reality within the end would look like? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I want to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, Jeff Nordley, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Brandon Berry, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, and Brandon Briars. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Lee, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Ant, and Undead. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content, and more, become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.